Hey, gorgeous. Let's talk about scarcity mindset versus abundance mindset and how they impact both your income level and your cash flow. We're going to talk about what the difference is between the two, why there is such a big difference ultimately in how they impact your income level, and how to know which side of the equation you're on. So if you're new to my YouTube channel and you want to see more videos like this, then there's three things you need to do right now. Number one, click the like button to let me know that this is the kind of thing you want to see more of. Hit the subscribe button so that you get to see more videos like this. And if you also click the notification bell, then you'll be sure to never miss one. Now, let's talk about scarcity mindset versus abundance mindset and how they impact your income level and your cash flow. So before we talk about how they impact your income level, let's talk about what they actually are and what the difference is. So what is a scarcity mindset? Well, a scarcity mindset is basically when you're coming from a place of fear and lack, when you see the world as being a place that's a little bit dangerous, where there's a lot at risk, where you are taking a lot of risk and you're exposed a lot of the time, and where there's not really enough to go around and you need to make sure you get your share of the pie. So that's a scarcity mindset. It is when you're basically programmed and your default program, your unconscious kind of modus operandi is coming from that place of fear and lack. So you're constantly looking for what can go wrong, how can you safeguard yourself, and how can you make sure you get yours before somebody else beats you to it. Now, let's flip that to the other side of the equation. What is an abundance mindset? Well, an abundance mindset is pretty much the total opposite. So an abundance mindset is when you're coming from a place of trust and plenty, where you trust that everything you need is available to you and can be provided to you. And when you see life as being full of infinite potential, when you know that you're capable, you've got the support around you, whether it's in the form of the right people at the right time, the people in your family, being able to find the right business mentors, or just the universe at large being this loving place that's always looking to support you. You believe in the goodness of the world around you, and you have trust that everything is going to work out just fine. And you see life as being full of plenty of opportunities and plenty of available abundance, where you having more doesn't take away from anybody else. In fact, you having more actually allows you to give more to those who might need a little bit more support. So that's an abundance mindset. So scarcity mindset versus abundance mindset means on one side coming from a place of fear and lack, and on the other side coming from a place of trust and plenty. And which mindset is yours really comes down to what your default program is. What is that unconscious program that's running beneath the surface that kind of colors your world, that determines the lens through which you see the world? You see, there's a really interesting thing about the mind. People think that the brain, the mind, is this like video camera that captures the absolute truth and it can be relied upon. But what actually happens is that your mind deletes, distorts, and generalizes everything you observe to fit your model of reality. So, for example, two people might be in exactly the same situation or witnessing exactly the same event, and they'll have two really different stories depending on their programming, because each of their minds will delete, distort, and generalize what they witnessed to fit their model of reality. And that's why, you know, you might get eyewitness accounts of an accident, and one person saw everybody who was taking advantage of the situation and, you know, snatched a lady's purse, and somebody else would see all the helpful bystanders who came rushing to the aid of the people who needed it and who were really loving and supportive and, you know, took them home to feed them a meal. I don't know, I'm just making it up. But two different people with different mindsets will see things completely differently. And maybe you've experienced that even in your own family or with your partner, where you tell the story of something that happened. They were there, you were there, and they've got a really different version of events than you do. And it's because you each have your own model of reality, your own mindset, your own belief system in how the world operates and how it relates to you. And so that determines the filter through which you view the world and how you perceive every single thing that happens. So you can see that when it comes to scarcity mindset versus abundance mindset and how they impact your income level, this is massive, because when you're coming from a place of fear and lack, you're going to show up and you're going to feel like there's not enough to go around. So you're going to be living in a state of fear. You're going to think that there's not enough, that maybe you're not capable enough, that, you know, you haven't learned all the right things or have enough experience yet, or maybe you're going to think that the right people aren't even there for you, that nobody wants what you're offering, or that nobody wants to support you in the process. And then the actions you take will follow that course as well. You know, you'll hold back, you'll procrastinate, you won't put yourself out there, you'll be afraid, and so you won't take action that actually helps you move your business and your income forward. Whereas if you have an abundance mindset, you're going to feel really confident and positive and excited about the opportunities that are out there, because you're going to think and believe and know that there are plenty of opportunities and that there are gazillions of possibilities of how that thing that you want to create can come about. And you're going to think that you're capable of doing it. And you're going to think that if there's something you don't know yet that you need to know, that you'll figure it out. And so you're going to take action. You're going to do things. You're going to investigate and talk to people and ask questions and show up in confidence. And if you have a little knockback, a setback, it doesn't matter. It's not going to stop you. You're going to keep on showing up. And of course, your mindset also determines the way you speak and act. So the way you talk about your business and what it is you're looking to do, when you're in a scarcity mindset, you'll say things like, yeah, but you know, it didn't work last time. And I don't know, it's not really that good yet. And maybe nobody will show up. And when you're in an abundance mindset, you'll say things like, I'm so excited about this. And I know it's not perfect yet, but I'm so willing to work on it. And I'm so excited to see what feedback I'm going to get from people that will help me make this even better. And you'll take totally different actions. And so the ultimate outcome of scarcity mindset versus abundance mindset is that it does absolutely not just impact your results and how you experience your every single day and how you experience the evolution of your business and what actually happens as a result, but the ultimate outcome is that somebody in a scarcity mindset will keep themselves perpetually in a place of maybe just enough or not quite enough, because their fundamental belief is in that there isn't enough and that they're lucky just to scrape by. And so that will be their experience, because their mindset will determine the way they feel, the way they think, and the way they act, as well as the way they speak and the things they actually do. Right? And somebody with an abundance mindset is going to experience a continuous growth in their business, in their journey, in their abundance journey, because they're always going to be looking for more, because they believe in infinite possibilities. They believe in no lack. They believe in the opposite. They believe in abundance. So they're going to experience abundance because they're going to feel abundant and feel full of potential and possibilities. They're going to think that everything is available and possible. So they're going to take those actions and speak accordingly. And that, of course, gives them feedback from the world and the people around them that matches it. So how do you know which one's yours? Well, number one, look at your results, because your results are always the outcome of the mindset that has brought you to this place. So if you find that your results are that you're consistently in a state of just enough or not quite enough, then your predominant programming is a scarcity mindset, and you'll just have to own it, because if you don't own it, then you can't do anything about it. Whereas if you find that your results are that you're continually growing and evolving and you feel good and you think positively and you're taking positive action, then you have an abundance mindset. And all you really need to do is keep it up, because the more you keep it up, the more you grow, the more easily you grow, and the more possibilities will open up for you. But if you find yourself in a scarcity mindset, then it's time to make a change. So the very first thing is to actually be aware. And in everything I teach, and the very first lesson, in fact, in my Magnetic Money program, is to start noticing, to start becoming more self-aware. And so what you need to do is just simply pay attention to how am I feeling about my income level, about my potential to earn more money. How am I feeling? Am I coming from a place of fear and lack, or am I coming from a place of trust and plenty? How am I thinking about life, about my business, about my potential? Am I thinking thoughts of fear and lack, or thoughts of trust and plenty? And what are my actions saying that I really believe, feel, and think? Because your actions are kind of the outcome of all of that internal stuff. So if you're not taking action, or if you're only taking really cautious action, you're coming from a place of fear and lack. And if you're taking action that sometimes maybe is a leap of faith without being silly about it, but it's a leap of faith and it shows that you trust and believe in infinite possibilities and in plenty and in your ability to make things happen and to make a success of it, then you're in an abundance mindset. So pay attention. How are you feeling? What are you thinking? And what are you actually doing? And that will let you know whether or not your predominant program is a scarcity mindset or an abundance mindset. And then you can do something about it. And the easiest way to do something about it is just to make incremental little upgrades. So do something that just makes you feel a little more abundant. Start switching your thoughts up, catching yourself in the process, and just switch your thoughts up and reframe them to something a little bit more positive, and start taking just those little bit slightly more positive actions. So this is a cycle that builds and builds on itself, and it builds beautiful momentum. And it's up to you to just keep, you know, nudging it up a notch, nudge each one of those up a notch. So there are three cornerstones of the magnetic money trifecta. It's a flywheel effect, the way you think, feel, and do. And if you can continue just nudge each one of those up a notch, then you're going to start gathering more positive momentum and move yourself from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset, which will have a massive, massive impact on your income level. So there you have it, scarcity mindset versus abundance mindset, and how to know the difference. So let me know in the comments below, which one has been your predominant mindset lately? Look at your results, look at the way you think, feel, and act most of the time. And then if you find that you need to do something about it, start nudging it up a notch. Remember to give me a thumbs up, subscribe to my channel, and click the notification bell if you want to see more videos like this. And until I see you next, remember that it's time for you to embrace your amazing and unlimited potential. Bye for now.